the most powerful character in the book is Miss Havisham, locked up in her huge crumbling house since her fiancé ran off on her wedding day. She has changed nothing since that moment, and the different things around the house act as powerful symbols for how Dickens feels, and wants us to feel, about Miss Havisham's wealth, which she inherited from her father, of course. First of all, the clocks are all stopped at the time, 8:40 to be exact, when Miss Havisham heard the news she was not going to get married after all. We can see from this that she is living in the past, not the present. She refuses to move on with her life, which is very unhealthy. On the table in one room, there still sits the wedding cake, now covered in mold and the home to many little insects. This rather revolting image stands for decay, which is usually what happens after death, of course. Here Dickens is telling us that the living on inherited money, or any money that comes too easily, is a kind of slow decay. Remember, this doesn't just mean Miss Havisham's, but Pip's too, since he becomes a gentleman through the money he gets from Magwitch. Clothing is important throughout the book, and with Miss Havisham, things are no different. The white wedding dress she still wears is very much a symbol of death. It may seem strange to say that a wedding dress symbolizes death, but on an old woman like Miss Havisham, it creates a horrible contrast and makes her appear almost like a preserved Egyptian mummy. Don't forget that it also becomes the instrument of her actual death when it catches fire and gives her severe burns, which she never recovers from.